Laudator Jesus Christus. This is Vatican Radio.
From the news desk, I'm Emma McCarthy. Promoted by the Italian
You're listening
Bishops
to
Conference,
Vatican Radio.
Digital Witness draws together experts in information technology, social networking, web journalism, and blogging to focus on the language we use and the way we communicate as Christians online.
Anche nella rete siete chiamati a collocarvi come
Pope Benedict told participants that the task of every believer who works in media is to ensure the quality of human contact, guaranteeing attention to people and their spiritual needs. This, he said, is increasingly urgent in today's world at a time when internet appears to have a basically egalitarian vocation, but at the same time marks a new divide, the so-called digital divide that separates the included from the excluded.
Aumentano pure i pericoli di omologazione di controllo di relativismo.
He noted the dangers of homologation and control of intellectual and moral relativism, which he said are also increasing, as already recognizable in the decline of critical spirit, in truth reduced to a game of opinions, and the many forms of degradation and humiliation of the intimacy of the person. Thus, said the Pope, we see a gradual spiritual pollution that brings us to no longer look one another in the face.
Senza timore vogliamo prendere il largo nel mare digitale.
Pope Benedict concluded that without fear we must set sail on the digital sea, facing into the deep with the same passion that has governed the Church for over 2,000 years. Rather than for albeit necessary technical resources, he said, we want to qualify ourselves by living in the digital world with a believer's heart, helping to give a soul to the internet's incessant flow of information. I'm Emma McCarthy.
You're listening to Vatican Radio.